with our mayor, Beth Weldon. Hello.
Hello.
Good to
How
hear
are you
from,
this yeah, lovely Friday?
I'm doing nice. The weather doesn't hurt, and it's great to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and you're right. The weather doesn't hurt. So just give a quick COVID-19 update. So the governor had his phase two of his reopening the economy responsibly, and the restaurants can go to 50%, and they are all the non-essential business can go to 50% capacity, and the bars can open to 25%, and also several, I think the gyms can open to 25%, and he has said that museums, libraries, and swimming pools can open, but we are not prepared to open any of those yet. Both of our pools are under construction right now, so there'll be a little bit before they, at least the Diamond Park opens. And as people know, the Augustus Brown Pool is supposed to go through a major renovation, so we're not sure when that's going to open or if it opens up, just because of what's happening with the finances of the city through all this COVID-19 experience. And also what's going to happen, which might be perfect for Mother's Day, is social and religious gatherings can be up, or how they say it, less than fewer people. So some of the churches have already reached out, and yes, you can have less than 50 people, but with all of these mandates and opening up, there are some strict guidelines. So we're just telling businesses to move slowly and judiciously and to make sure they look at their guidelines, because there are guidelines for each of those. So we still have to practice social distancing. Cloth face masks are advised to be worn, and some businesses, their employees are required to wear them, and have to have a sanitizing regimen in place and making sure your employees are washing their hands and making sure no employees show up sick. Right. So, and we will be discussing this more on Monday night as the assembly at 5:30. We are supposed to also talk to Dr. Zink at 1 p.m. on Monday, so if anybody wants to tune in to hear her speak, please look at our website to get the information to call in for that. So we always enjoy having her give us an update and see where her thoughts are, and so we'll be looking at that.
That's
also
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just going to say that's a lot. That's a lot. That's happening right like just today. That's a big, big shift. Go ahead.
Yes. And so Jenna remains at 27, with 26 recovered, and we have one person that is counted as Jenna, but they're actually not physically in Jenna. So right at this moment, we aren't don't have any cases, positive cases identified, although we do have a couple folks under investigation. And as we all know, people can be asymptomatic or without symptoms and still have the virus. So we're asking everybody, even on this beautiful weekend, just to be careful out there and make sure we're practicing social distancing. And if you can't, to please use some kind of cloth face covering. Or even better yet, real mask, and N95 mask.
So what would an ideal Mother's Day gathering look like to you, Beth? Would it be like about how many people would you feel safe around? And then how would you recommend physical distancing even amongst extended family groups? Should people be wearing a mask? Should it be inside? Should it be outside? What does it look like to you just as our mayor?
Okay, so Dr. Zink talks about the Q team or the quarantine team. So that's pretty much you're trying to be around the same people all the time. So if you're looking for, you know, having Mother's Day dinner or something, so if you're around that group, then you can probably be a little closer together. But if you're looking for a barbecue, then perhaps, especially with this weather, you should be outside and practice staying away 6 feet from each other. So it's a little bit tougher to do, but we just don't want a whole bunch of new people in your group that you're not exposed to all the time. So we just ask people to be cautious. I will admit I might have to break and give my mother a hug, but just be careful, all the mothers out there, who you hug, because it could be very important especially to some of our mothers that are either a little bit older or may have some underlying health problems.
And where do masks come in with these social gatherings?
So the recommendation is to use masks if you can't stay within six, if you can't stay 6 feet away from people. So if you're going to be closer than that, wear a mask. But they're still advising, even if you're in a mask, to try and stay away as far as possible. So no big group hugs today, but or no group hugs on Mother's Day, but your mother knows you love her.
And what about a situation in a bar? What would you ideally like to see bar or restaurant owners do to kind of enforce these capacity limitations? Should they just kind of have an idea of how many people should be there? Should they rearrange their interior so folks can physically distance themselves? Should they require masks? What would you like to see?
Yeah, every bar is going to be a little bit different depending on your physical layout. But so far we've seen with the restaurants, they've either moved everything very far away from each other, or we have big X's on the floor where we're supposed to stand. Like if you're bellying up to the bar, then you need to be 6 feet away from somebody else. So I don't know how they enforce that or make that happen, but maybe they'll have X's on the bar where you can come up to the bar to get drinks and that kind of stuff. But that one's going to be a tough one, because as soon as we've all had a few drinks in us, we forget that we're supposed to be following rules. So I don't know what they're going to do there, if they're going to have to limit drinks or what they're going to have to do to make sure everybody complies with the rules, because I don't think any bar owner or any restaurant owner or any business owner, for that matter, wants to say, hey, it's my business where the COVID-19 popped up again. So,
well, that's a very good point. And then we were talking about public facilities. They are permitted to reopen, libraries, museums, et cetera, but ours in Juneau aren't reopening today. Do you have any idea when we might see the museums and libraries start to reopen?
I know that the museum and libraries director is working on procedures to make that happen. So I think the libraries were supposed to be hopefully open later, a little bit later this week, again, at a very diminished capacity, and then maybe the museums will follow. But again, the pools are both going through renovations right now, because we thought we had some time, so it'll be a little bit before we see the pools open up.
Well, are you okay with things just gradually reopening as they're ready?
Yes, absolutely. And that was the first phase one. It was even a more gradual reopening than most people thought, because a lot of businesses weren't ready. You need to have hand sanitizer. You need to have PPE as a business owner. You have to make a mitigation plan and post it. So people will take their time, I think, jumping into this. And it'll be interesting to see if a bar thinks 25% capacity is enough business to have to open up. So most restaurants didn't feel that 25% capacity was enough to open up. So it would be interesting to see what the bars think.
And how
so
long?
So I do think.
I was just going to ask, how long is phase two projected to last, or do we not know yet?
The governor's plan was about every 2 weeks. So,
okay.
And he seems to be going with a 25% to a 50%. So I don't know if he'll go to the next one is 75% or if it will go all the way.
Okay. Mayor Beth Walden, thank you so much for answering my questions today. Is there anything that you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
Nothing to add other than to keep practicing our social distancing. Jeno's done a great job so far, and wash your hands lots of times, and wish your mother happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you, Mayor, and I hope you have a lovely weekend. And yes, happy Mother's Day to you and yours, and we will speak to you or your representatives again on Monday.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Okay, bye.